Afghanistan's judicial system fell into disrepair during Soviet occupation and transitioned into local tribal law during the Taliban's rule. In an effort to repair the country's justice system, the Army Corps of Engineers is building a jail and courthouse at Camp Shorbak in the Helmand province. Gary Dismaris, the Army Corps of Engineers construction representative, says that historically, this is the right thing to do.
Basically, every civilization needs a court system, and by providing the Afghans this courthouse will enable the Afghans to hold people accountable for their actions.
Everything from drug trafficking to corruption charges to murder will be tried here. That's why Josh Kalina, the project engineer, is ensuring this is more than just a building where punishment is handed out.
You go to court, you walk in there, it's not just the judge, it's not just the jury, it's the building itself, it's the experience. The courthouse stands as a symbol. This is where you're going to go, and this is where you're going to be held accountable.
The courthouse features an open courtroom downstairs for trials, and upstairs are the judge's chambers. From his room, the judge can see across the street to the jail where the accused await trial. Institutions like the jail and courthouse are important to establish the government as the ruling body. According to the United States Institute of Peace, it's estimated that as much as 80% of all criminal and civil disputes are resolved outside of Afghanistan's formal legal system.
Without something there to set the standards, set the rules and the guidelines of how society acts, I mean, what do you have? You have a complete breakdown of everything.
And to prevent that, the Army Corps of Engineers is building additional legal system facilities, ensuring Afghans have somewhere to turn for justice well into the future. Reporting from Camp Shorbak, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Daniel Sullivan.